The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
You may be wondering, why in the world did you go to Liberia? And the answer is, of course, it was God's call. I've had malaria one time since being in Liberia, and so I knew what that felt like, and it just seemed like malaria.
Imagine having the Ebola plague thrust upon you as you were a missionary for 14 years. That's what happened to Nancy Reiple, who recovered and spoke for the first time out in public. Interesting, some of the things that she had to say. Hey, everybody, a little slice of life right at the top of America tonight. You got to think about that for a second. The person you love is, boom, struck down. It's happened to some of us in a pretty dramatic fashion. But you and your wife are very, very committed and passionate about helping orphans and helping people who are less fortunate and have spent a chunk of your life doing it. So for 14 years, you know, that was Nancy Reiple. That's her passion. There she was, and there she wasn't almost because of the fact that she got Ebola from treating people with it. And because of that experimental drug, and some doctors are saying they can't necessarily point to that exactly, I think it seems to me that you could point to it somewhat, but regardless, it's made an intriguing conversation as to whether or not this could be the cure. She almost died. I mean, you know, basically, was practically lifeless, being dragged to Atlanta, and was in isolation being treated and survives it. Incredible story, isn't it? And now the fact that she's alive and can talk about it, can talk about what that was like for her. And she said, I've had malaria before you heard her there, but knew that there was something different. And sure enough, there was something different, Ebola. And it was good to see her. It was actually really good to see video of her husband, her giving massive credit to the doctors, to the treatment, to all of that. And then you see Ebola now and how many lives that it's claimed and how dangerous it is and how freaked out so many of us were in the United States that, whew, look at the planes, look at the travel, look at the possibilities with Ebola and how frightening that is. And just how close we could come to perhaps some sort of an epidemic if it weren't monitored. Even though it's not transmitted through the air, but it is transmitted through bodily fluids, and that's exactly what happened to the doctor. It's exactly what happened to Nancy Reiple. And now we're seeing that it's become epidemic in Africa, in certain places in Africa. As our friend Ellen Ratner said, she just got back from Africa. In the Sudan, they were checking everyone immediately when they got off of the plane for any kind of symptoms. Yet in Nairobi, where so many travel through, she was stunned because they weren't doing that. And as she said, if that's what you were going to do, the place you would need to do it with all the tourists coming through and all the other people coming through from different parts of Africa, it would have to be there, and that wasn't happening. And so the numbers keep increasing, and it's just another reminder. So here we've got another doctor. We've got another doctor that's got Ebola, who skipped wearing the things that you're supposed to wear, the get-up, the gear, if you will, to not to protect yourself against it. And you think Africa, well, you know, 100 degree heat, but we've got another American missionary contracting Ebola, that virus, in Liberia. And if you listen to Nancy Reichbold describe what that battle is with that virus, that's something you don't want in your body. I mean, that's a hellish thing to go through, a thing that so many don't survive. 59 years old, recovering since she was released last month from an Atlanta hospital who treated the other missionary, the doctor, too. She said there was mornings where she woke up and she thought, wow, I'm surprised I'm alive. And then she said to herself, I thought whether I live or die, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay. She was telling herself that. And she worked with a group, a Christian organization called SIM, out of their Charlotte headquarters. And on Tuesday, SIM says another doctor that I just mentioned with a mission in Liberia contracted the disease. They're not saying the doctor's name. They're not giving any of their additional information or any of that. But her account of that illness with this, health crisis of Ebola, this outbreak, the most severe Ebola outbreak in history, I'll tell you, it really makes you take a step back and probably think twice about some of the things that often people do and how they put themselves in harm's way. But she was doing something she had always done, helping people in dire circumstances. 3,000 people have been infected, 1,500 since it was first detected earlier this year in West Africa, according to the World Health Organization statistics, theirs anyway, have died from it. What a dramatic process for this American woman. And then the whole treatment option thing and the experimental drug that they're not pointing to as, oh, the ZMapp was the thing that worked. But I would be pretty excited about ZMapp, I have to tell you. All right, one thing we're not excited about here on America Tonight, and we've talked about it a lot, is ISIS. The latest thing that has happened, and all of you know this, is the fact that the president spoke. And when the president spoke during the day in Estonia, he talked about the fact that this is something that we have to get to a manageable situation. We have to make it manageable. He didn't necessarily come out right away and say that, but it definitely segued into that. So it's strange because the vice president, Joe Biden, said, we'll follow ISIS, the terrorists, to the gates of hell, and talked about that we were going to do whatever we had to do after the Stephen Sotloff beheading. The president had a much different response, saying that they were going to try to get it to a manageable situation. And to me, that's frightening, because I don't see how there's a manageable situation when it comes to ISIS. I don't see how we turn a corner and say, okay, this is much more manageable. We shouldn't try to manage, contain, or any of that. We got to get rid of them. We have to overwhelm them, take them out. If they're vulnerable, we need to hit them. We need to find out where they're vulnerable and hit them now. Coming up, speaking of that, fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Down the street, the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. This is the sound of the beat.
Novak Djokovic rolls on to the semifinals of the U.S. Open after beating Britain's Andy Murray. Really, he's Scottish, but England claims him. In four sets, he moves on to a semifinal matchup against the number 11 seed at the U.S. Open, Kei Nishikori. Should be interesting. I just came back from New York in the U.S. Open, so you can tell, obviously, I like tennis. We've talked about a little tiny bit here on America Tonight. Like politics, it's a lot of volleying back and forth. Rallies, fast and furious. And eventually, somebody ends the point. Unfortunately, in Washington, they never seem to want to get to the point or even come close to ending the point. This is one of my favorite things that we do here on the show, besides on the lighter side, dumb things. This is a segment we like to call Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! Nathan Reeder, step forward, kind sir.
Oh, hi.
You ready for your moment in the sun?
I could use some sun, seeing as I'm a night kind of person, so I'm very lacking of melatonin.
You know, when you work at night, and for people that get insomnia or they have weird schedules too, like ours, sometimes it's really tough to sleep during the day because there's so much noise during the day. You have to either wear earplugs or I have to sleep in a completely dark area. I can't stand sunlight.
Your body knows, even if you're in, like, a basement, walls and walls away from the sun, that the sun is shining outside. It's coming to you in your brain. So it knows.
Yeah, exactly. It knows. There's something about that. It definitely knows. It's a strange deal. Sometimes it's pretty tough. I mean, sometimes it's pretty tough to sleep. I would have a hard time getting to sleep if this happened to me. This happened just the other week. There were two kayakers, Nathan, Ida Parker and Kristen Orr. They were hit by a great white shark and dumped into the water Wednesday off of a place called White Horse Beach in Plymouth, Massachusetts. They were 100 yards offshore, so not really that far, but it was close to an area populated by seals when they were hit by a shark that was about 16 feet long. Parker said afterwards she looked back and it came out of the water underneath the boat, launched her backwards, flipped her over, you know, over the boat. And she said, all of a sudden, I'm in the water and I just see a shark biting my kayak. Oh, my. It came underneath the kayak. So they screamed, and the screams scared the people and alerted them to the problem. So all of a sudden, the harbor units that were nearby, because they have, like, shark harbor units now, they responded. They were there within 10 minutes and got to them, and they were okay. The kayaks were damaged. I mean, they were, you know, chomped on by the great white. How would that be to you?
The longest 10 minutes of my life.
Me too. I can't even imagine. It gives me chills to think of it. It's freaky.
I mean, sharks, when I was a kid, I did go in the ocean. I went down to Florida and I went in the ocean, but the second I really, like, you know, when I started hearing leaks of the stories of Jaws, because I was still too young to see it, oh my gosh, I thinking of that kind of scenario, shred it into the black hole of horrors. Let's do that.
Yeah, I like I said, you know, to me, forget about it. It's yeah, that would I would be probably unconscious. I don't know. I would be in such shock, and you really have to just get your wits about you, because luckily the shark went after the kayak and then they were thrown and they were away and didn't go chasing after them, because they would have been toast. I mean, they would have been goners, or they would have had to fight
wet
the shark
toast.
Off or get wet toast. Shark bait.
Chum.
All right. Yeah, chum. That's it. It's really, that's what it is. Okay, so check this out. People are so insane about Facebook and social media and checking in. You know, I just was in New York, as you know, and I looked around just to kind of get a sense of what people were doing. And everywhere I went, it didn't matter. They were constantly looking down. They were on the phone at the tennis match, all over the place. I mean, even I was in Maria Sharapova at her press conference and people's cell phones were going off. I mean, it was like 10 people in the room. It was crazy. So here's the thing. They say if you want to save money on your phone bill, make sure you turn off the autoplay setting on Facebook videos. These people are obsessed about loading the videos and everything. So smartphone users are maxing out their data plans because they don't do that Facebook, you know, default setting, the app. It streams videos in the news feed window, so people are getting these huge bills for hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and they don't understand, and it's because they're not flicking the app off. Fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo.
Oh, I think unfortunately it's bingo. Like, yeah, you don't think about that. Every time you leave your data plan on, it has a lot of things that that its applications would like to get done and don't even necessarily need your permission, especially after you read, you know, quote unquote, read the download agreements. But, oh man, I don't like, you notice it when the videos were becoming regularly in almost every share, in everyone's share.
Yeah.
It's filling up your feed. So you know that buffering is happening more often. It's taking longer to load pages, but then you do have to think, oh, wait, when I apply it to the idea of this being a mobile package, now they get the money.
Yeah, exactly. Now they get the money. So you got to read. You're right. You have to pay attention instead of just jumping on whatever it is and trying to figure the easy way around it. The best thing to do is to know the plan and take the whatever 20 minutes to know what it is you're downloading or whatever. So I'm going to say, I'm just going to throw this in too. I'm going to say, yeah, you know, fruits and nuts. How about this? Elvis Presley's fiance, Ginger Alden, is doing a detailed, it's about to be released, a detailed tell-all about Elvis Presley, about his bad temper, his secluded Graceland life where he lived, his luxurious gifts, all that kind of thing. It was 1977 when they were together, and she was promised the wedding of the century, but the next time she saw him, he was dead on the bathroom floor. So she writes all about that, and this book is now coming out in wide release. What do you think? Fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo? Do we care about Elvis? Do we need to know every little detail about every woman that even was with him for a year or 5 minutes or 5 months?
I think when you said 1977, kind of, I mean, the internet has been around for long enough. Why didn't this happen like more than 10 years ago at the very least?
Yeah, so, it's too old. Yeah, shred it. I mean, look, the Elvis music and all that stuff, and it's too bad what happened to him. Imagine what we'd be hearing from him today, another performer that you know, couldn't handle life when he wasn't on the stage or whatever it is, and people adore him, go to Graceland, all that money is goes to the family and blah, blah, blah. But do we need to have another tell-all book from another woman that was going to marry him? No. All right, how about this? Japan is seeking international support, Nathan, for its plans to hunt for whales, minke whales, in the Antarctic Ocean next year by scaling down the whaling research program the UN top court rejected earlier this year. Whaling for research purposes is exempt from the 1986 international ban on commercial whaling. Japan has conducted hunts in the Antarctic and the Pacific, and there's a lot of people trying to stop them. So they're trying to get support to hunt these whales in the Antarctic Ocean.
So what really is the research? What are the researchers doing that is different?
Well, see, what they're trying to say is that they're trying to say that they should be able to hunt the whales and use them for whale soup and skin them and everything else. Japan doubled they doubled their minke whales to 935 in 2005, but because of how many they've hunted, they're practically extinct. And so, of course, it's Greenpeace and so many other organizations infuriated by what they're doing with the whales, and it's not about research. They're not releasing any research, but that's what they say, and then they cut up the whales.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. It's a little bit of fruits and nuts.
Fruits and whales, fruits and nuts, whatever you want to call it, absolutely. Hey, we're going football next with Brandon Lang.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
Finally, it's here. Oh, yeah, Thursday night. Football is back, thank goodness. Packers and the Seahawks, I cannot wait. Brandon Lang, you know him. He's the man when it comes to looking at this stuff sideways, forwards, and in all different directions. And it's been it's just been brutal waiting for this, but we finally have it. So, Brandon, welcome back to the show. How psyched are you for the NFL?
Oh, my God. It just doesn't get much better than the game we have Thursday night. I mean, we're revisiting the fake Hail Mary. And, you know, if people remember that game, it was the line in the game was Green Bay -3.5. So in that game, Seattle pretty much dominated defensively, but they couldn't score offensively. That game was 13-6 Green Bay with, you know, very little time on the clock. Green Bay -3.5. I had Seattle plus the points. So the Hail Mary gave me the cover. Crazy, crazy, crazy how things have changed in the 2 years that Seattle has gone from a 3.5 point dog in that game to the current favorite of 6 points tomorrow night.
Yeah, what do you think there? I mean, what's they cover that, right?
Well, I always tell people that there's the first couple weeks of the NFL, don't try to outsmart yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Try to figure out what the right side of the game is, the wrong side of the game is, and just make sure you're on the right side and don't take chances. So that's kind of where you work off that platform and then move from there. Without question, the right side of the game is Seattle. I'm going to throw out some numbers for you. They're 10-1 against the spread when they open up the season at home. They're 8-2 against the spread in their last 10 games versus NFC opposition. And they're 8-2 against the spread playing on any night other than Sunday.
Wow.
Get this. In the Russell Wilson era, they're 17-1 straight up at home, with the only loss being to Arizona last year. So when you piece this together, yes, they were plus 27 turnovers from last year. But don't forget, the defending champs are 11-2 straight up, 8-3-2 against the spread in season openers since 2001. And you have a center for the Green Bay Packers who's playing his first game with Aaron Rodgers in that environment, the number six. I don't think you can look any other way than Seattle in this game.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so this is almost a layup. I mean, you never know until it's played. But, man, all those figures that you just gave certainly slant in that direction. There's no doubt, right?
No, it puts you on the right side of the game.
Yep, exactly.
I have a buddy of mine. He's a comedy writer. And have fun with it. He's one of my best friends. And he's currently dating Kate Walsh from Private Practice and Grey's Anatomy. And he's living the A-list lifestyle. And Chris says to me, he says, hey, he gave up his 50-yard line seats tomorrow night and his seat on a private plane because he's got to work. He's working on a couple scripts. The comedy. He's a writer. He said to me tonight, I called him and said, well, what do you think? He goes, I've been to 8 games in Seattle. He says, when Seattle has the ball, you can hear a pin drop. He says, when the visitor has the ball, he goes, you can't talk to the person next to you. You can't hear the person next to you. And he said, this is a night game for Seattle. He said, people are going to be smoking weed and getting drunk all day long. And he said that when the game starts, they will scream as if they're being stabbed when Green Bay has the ball. He said, that's how loud it is when it comes to Seattle and trying to move the ball against them. So opening night, Super Bowl champs getting their rings at home. Hey, I know Aaron Rodgers is good, but considering the current state of his offensive line, I thought from a comedic standpoint, and Chris is a funny guy, I didn't get much better than that.
I love it. I'm glad you told us that story. So then we have a full slate of action on Sunday, and in your 1 o'clock kicks, you know, you got the Saints and the Falcons, the Vikings and the Rams, the Browns, the Johnny football's not going to be playing, the Browns and Steelers, Jags and the Eagles, Raiders and the Jets, Bengals and the Ravens. Of all those games, when you look at them, when you look at the 1 o'clock games, you could throw in also Redskins and Texans, Bills and Bears, Titans and Chiefs, Patriots and Dolphins. Of all those games, do you like any? Is there any layup play that you just love?
There's never a layup. there's never a layup. But with that being said, there are some clear-cut right sides. And let's start off with Cleveland going on the road. They are 1-14 straight up against the Pittsburgh Steelers since coming back in when they became the Cleveland Browns again. So Pittsburgh's flat out owned them. And you look at the season series between these two since 2000, Pittsburgh's 25-4. You force Cleveland with their quarterback situation to go in there and stay within a touchdown. It'll be a low-scoring game, but I think Pittsburgh pulls away. Another game that really kind of jumps out at me in the early games is I know Baltimore's had a good preseason. I know they've done well, but you look at Cincinnati. They're 9-1 against the spread as a pick or an underdog versus an opponent that won less than 9 games the previous year. That to me is, you know, Ravens are down. They're trying to get it back. But Cincy, I think, is just a little bit better in the fact that you're getting them plus two. I think Cincinnati is the best team in that division, and I think we're going to see it as the season unfolds. I know there's some strong numbers supporting Oakland, but I'll force Derek Carr to go in there as a rookie against Rex Ryan's defense and keep that within 5 points. I think the Jets roll, force a rookie quarterback on the road, first game of the year, to go in there against a Rex Ryan blitzing defense. If you get pressure on him, he folded like a house of cards in his bowl game against USC. that could be in some trouble. And the other layup to me, if you're asking for that, would be Tampa Bay. You're telling me that you lose 90% of your receptions from your 12-14 last year. You bring in pretty much a whole new wide receiver core, with the exception of you know, a couple of guys. You're asking Cam Newton then to find it with these receivers, yet he wasn't able to play pretty much in the preseason due to injuries. And now you're going on the road to face a Lovie Smith defense. I just don't see them stepping up. The underdog in this series is 1-6 against the spread the last seven meetings. So the dog normally doesn't cover. Tampa currently a 2-point favorite. My upset special, I think Miami's going to give New England fits. I really do. I'll take Miami plus the 3.5, 4 over the Pats.
Ooh, Miami, I like that. Hey, got to ask you about this game, too, because, you know, we have just ridiculous amounts of Cowboy fans who want to bet on the Cowboys no matter what. The Cowboys hosting the 49ers. You see what's going on with the 49ers. What do you think? San Francisco's giving up 5.
You know, it's funny. Is one thing I've learned, and this is with Jim Harbaugh, is he absolutely is a flat-out covering machine on the road. 6-0 was a road favorite last year. Now, with that being said, he doesn't have Smith. Another defensive tackle swats his girl around, won't tolerate domestic violence. As bad as things are for the Cowboys, they were a perfect 5-0 against the spread as a home dog in season openers. So here they are. Last 5 times they've been a home dog to start the season, they're 5-0 against the spread. So with all that being said, it's a tough game to play because you don't know where the mental state is going to be. I'm going to stay away and see if Tony Romo can be effective against the Niners D.
All right. I like it. I like it. I like it. One last one. Again, requests to have you talk about this. The Broncos, after getting rolled in the Super Bowl, no Wes Welker. You saw what happened there with the Mollies, or maybe not the Mollies. He's saying no. But he's not there, suspended. So the Broncos hosting the Colts. And this is your Sunday night game. I like some of these Sunday night games, but the Broncos are -7.5.
I think this is a blowout. I think this is revenge. I mean, listen, I know Wes Welker doing a little Molly, hanging out with probably a couple of exotic dancers, and boy, I wish we could hear about that night. But one more big number for you. 49 of 57 teams who failed to win a game during the preseason not only missed out on the playoffs, but they also opened the regular season 1-9 straight up and 0-10 against the spread in game one if they won 9 or more games the previous season. The Colts won 9 or more games in the previous season. They did go over this preseason. They are going to go 0-11 against the spread. I think the tone for the Colts was set by the fact that, A, Ursay and everything going on with them, and B, Denver at home. I think this is something Peyton's looking forward to have the last laugh against that whole organization.
Yeah, I totally agree. BrandonLang.com. Check it out there. He's got so much information. He is the man. Brandon, thanks as always.
All right, darling. Talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye. Coming up next on America Tonight, we didn't hype it up, but nail the score because Thursday we have that first game in the NFL. I know this kind of messes up everybody because we had a holiday, so we're coming off of a holiday weekend, but we will do a mini version of Nail the Score. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. What will be the game of the week? All you have to do is call in and pick a side and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. Or on Pal Talk, just write it out on Pal Talk. If you do it once we pick the game, you're good to go. Or you can also send it to us only while we're doing this until the top of the hour at americatonight.net. Easy for me to say. americatonight.net. So you can hate football but love to win prizes. If you correctly nail the score, you win prizes from America Tonight. That's next. First Nail the Score of the season. Woohoo! On America Tonight.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang. If you've been nervous about investing in the current stock market, then you need to listen up. Phil's Gang is having a free webinar on Saturday, September 13th. That's going to be at noon Eastern Time. You're going to learn how to invest in this type of market. Not just the stock market, but you're going to be investing in yourself. Don't miss it. To sign up, go to LearnStocksForFree.com. That's LearnStocksForFree.com or call 877-600-4264.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Can you believe it? Football is finally here. Woohoo! Yeah, so excited. And it all starts on Thursday night. So here's the scoop. Throughout the season on Wednesday, we will do Nail the Score. It will happen in our second hour, And it'll happen at the tail end of the second hour. So, randomly, our computer picks the game of the week, because there's so many to choose from. And, you know, if it were up to me, I might be tempted to go for the 49ers and the Cowboys. I might be tempted to go for the Jags. And the Eagles, just because there's some intriguing storylines there. Blake Bortles, who was drafted for Jacksonville, number one, he could end up playing. It's not going to be just Derek Carr, the rookie quarterback that goes out. It could also be the Jags who throw out Blake Bortles. And, of course, last year the Philadelphia Eagles had such a hurry-up offense under Chip Kelly. And you get so many plays off, it's crazy. So who knows how many plays they'll run in that home game. But I don't pick it. So let's let the computer do its thing. Nathan? Ah, perfect. It is the first game. Thursday night game. Packers and the Seahawks. So how about that? Packers and the Seahawks. And that one is pretty interesting because it kicks 8:30 Eastern. So we'll be on the air. We can talk about it. The Seahawks won the Super Bowl, for those of you who aren't football fans or don't even like sports. The Seahawks won the Super Bowl. And the Packers always have a dangerous team. Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. If you look at this and you heard our last segment at all, you know that the Seahawks are a 6-point favorite. I say the Seahawks win this, and I think the final score is going to be 28-14. Because remember, the Seahawks have that incredible defense. So I'm going to say with the crowd going crazy and everything else, they're going to discombobulate the Packers somehow, and it's going to be 28-14. If you would like to join me on the air and you have a guess, 855-266-5283, or you can send me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or if you're on Pal Talk, because I know a lot of people like to get us that way, if you're on Pal Talk, then just throw up the score. But it has to happen now, so you can't go and think about it. Just tell us. And once the score's out there, somebody owns it, by the way. Somebody can take my score, 28-14, but you can't take somebody else's score who's got it. So I will check the email in just a second, and also the phone lines, 855-266-5283. Pal Talk, too, as well. If you post it on Pal Talk, I'll get to that. Nathan, you know that I'm going to drag you into this. Seahawks and the Packers, what do you think the score is going to be?
Oh, my God. All my friends around here are such Packers. Oh, my God. But I am still down for them to lose. So I'm going to get close to you. I'm going to say 28-20, the Hawks.
Ooh, 28-20 the Hawks. Okay, so we have two Hawks right now on the board. And Nathan's score or my score, you can absolutely take it. It doesn't matter. That's fine because we can't win the Fabulous America Tonight prizes. But you can, and you can send it to us, americatonight.net, or you can call in 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We have so much fun doing this thing. And we're going to have some sports guests, some football players, people around football coming up this season because it makes it that much more exciting. And I promise it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Let's go to Larry, who is listening to us in Great Falls, Montana. Hey, Larry, do you have a guest for us? Are you a Seahawks fan or a Packer fan?
Oh, definitely a Hawks fan.
All right. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to go with the same score that you had, 28, but I'm going to say 17 for the Packers.
All right, 28-17. I like that guess because you're giving them a little cred to stick up a few more points. I think without a doubt the Seahawks win this first one out, and really, you look at what the Seahawks did in the offseason, it's tough to go against them even in the Super Bowl. I think they're going to be right back where they were before.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're loaded. They're loaded with the youth and the defense. Defense wins championships in football, too.
Sherman's going to go to town.
I think so, too. Hey, thanks for listening and thanks for calling in, Larry. Don't forget, we do Nail the Score every single week this time on Wednesday because we've got Monday or we have Thursday night football, and it's good to just do it on Wednesday. That way you can, if you're like a football freak, you can break down the games however you want. But, you know, when you make guesses, nailing the score is difficult. We've had two winners in the past, one from Connecticut, one from Vermont, and they were so excited. And I was surprised we even had two winners, to be honest. It's a tough thing to do. It seems like it would be easy, right? Famous last words, but it's much tougher. Jack from Down Under says he likes the Packers 14-9. So he's going against the grain, picking the Packers. What will you pick? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. First, nail the score out of the gate. Apologize, we didn't give you a lot of notice on that, but the season was all of a sudden upon us, and I wanted to make sure we get this going. I didn't want to start it late instead of starting it after the Thursday night game, so I decided to throw it out there. And it's going to be an interesting season, needless to say. There's been some interesting things that have happened outside of the training camps. And now Michael Sam, of course, he gets on the team. He gets on with the practice squad with the Dallas Cowboys. That was big news. I'm not surprised. He had 11 tackles and 3 sacks, and the Cowboys, their defense is ripped up. Why not take a flyer on him? I think he makes the team. The Cowboys are hosting the 49ers late afternoon game on Sunday, and the Cowboys are that team that Tony Romo keeps popping up on these preseason magazines, and that then the Cowboys don't, you know, they don't go anywhere, they don't do anything. There's all these expectations for the amount of dough that they've paid Tony Romo, and they never get back there. They see these glimpses in some of these big games, and this is a big one out right in the beginning of the season, except for the 49ers are decimated because on their own defense they have injuries, Navarro Bowman. They've got a suspension to deal with Alden Smith, and now also with McDonald, and whether or not what's going to happen to him with these domestic violence charges. So the 49ers are hurting as well, a little bit defensively, and a couple of other key positions, too, for them, and that makes a huge, huge difference. All right, several of you have emailed me. I think I've caught some of you by surprise. This one is from Brian, and Brian says, Kate, I cannot believe, nail the score. I didn't hear anything about it. I got to tell you, I am picking Seattle all the way, and Seattle's going to win this one 21-7. So that's Brian. Then I got another one here from Ray, and Ray says, pencil me in for the Hawks, and I think the Hawks will take this one. I'm going to take Nathan's score 28-20. So how about that? Somebody's taking Nathan's score, not mine, but Nathan's. And then this is great. Got another one here, and this one is from Joe. And Joe says, Kate, listen to the show. Glad you're bringing football back. Can't wait to hear some of the guests. Go, Packers, go. I don't think the Packers win this, but I'm a lifelong Packer fan, so I have to take my Packers. And I think the score is going to be 20-17 Packers. That'd be a real shocker, numbers-wise, and for all those Seattle fans, if that happened, wouldn't it? I don't think so. It really would be a surprise. All right, so don't forget, same time next week, our little mini version of Nail the Score, and it happens in our final segment of the second hour. If you win, you don't have to know anything about sports. If you correctly pick the team, nail the score, you win fabulous prizes from America Tonight.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diet to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.